Engbert, Yvonne, will you share with us the hardest lesson you've learned as a gym owner?
There's a couple of things. And I think one of the most important ones is that for us, it was really important to learn to stand for our value and to be very clear on what do we think our value is worth, also money-wise.
Yeah.
That definitely was a difficult lesson for us to learn, but a very important one, because by doing that, we could create financial sustainability. And of course, that's what you need and have to have as a gym owner.
Yeah.
Understanding your value.
Yeah.
From like a price point.
Yeah.
Also. So many gym owners are going to struggle with this idea, because oftentimes, like, there's these feelings of, I don't know, like you have to give, or maybe like people won't want to buy your thing, or your thing's not worth, right? It's not worth that. Like, oh, I would never buy something that expensive, so why would I ever charge someone that much money?
Yeah.
What was that process like? Like, how did you guys get what your pricing is now? Like, what did that look like when you guys originally were there? And how has that looked like as you've been changing?
Oh, I just picked the price of the gym where I was training at that time. And they asked €50. So I thought, yo, I asked the same. Let's go.
So I've done my market research. We're good. 50, yeah. We're good.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
And I've been up once, and when we changed our system and our
vision, our course,
we first time we thought it out, and we're now a lot more expensive.
Well, yeah. So you can't just make things more expensive, right? So what did you do to justify in your own mind that you're worth more money to charge?
Oh, that's a good one. We upped our prices, but we also upped our service. We did. We delivered other products. We had another way of getting into our gym. In the past, it was I want to be a member. Come in, and you're a member right now. Now you have to go through a certain process.
Individual process before you can actually join the gym.
So it's 4 or 5 times one-on-one. That costs a bit. So that's also divides the people who want to spend some money and don't want to spend some money. And it's not about the money spending, but it's more like what's the value of your body?
Are you willing to invest on that or not?
Yeah.
Were you guys a bit scared when you went to that model? Were you like, normally here's what we get is we go, I want more people to come into my gym. I want to make it so easy for them to come in my gym. And when you describe, you're like, oh, I want more one-on-ones and I want it to be more expensive. And it sounds like it's harder for someone to get into your gym. That's scary in the beginning. And it's not just being more expensive, but it's like, this is how I want your journey to start as a client. And were you guys scared, or when did you realize that that would work?
In 2018, when I met you in Austria, my eyes got more open for that, because Greg had another way of approaching stuff.
Yeah.
So for me, it was, oh, wait. That's also a possibility, because I was very afraid to ask more, and you always find some excuse because people not gonna pay that. And in our piece of the country, they're very they're not spending a lot of money. Yeah.
Well, let's back up. First off, you guys are in the Netherlands, and I was back and forth commuted there for about a year and a half, about a week of every week every month, and then lived there for about a year. I would say cheap might stingy might maybe just be a cultural norm everywhere.
Yeah. In the East where we are, it's even worse.
So you raise prices in a Dutch culture that's cheap for Dutch.
Yeah.
That's a bold move.
We even took it a step further, because from spring this year, we are offering programs for like 3 months, and you can do it on a group in a group setting, or you can do it personal one-on-one. And it's a 3-month program, and the prices of that are like I don't think there's any gym in our area or somewhere close in our area that's asking those kind of prices. And people are always in shock the first time when we share the prices. They're like, what? But it, again, if you look at the value that we offer in those kind of programs, and if you also work it back to what do people pay if you pay it by the hour, it's a normal price. It's not a very extreme price.
It just makes sense for your business more than it does like, oh, I just have to throw a number out there that if someone compares it out of context to the guy down the street, makes you look better. It's once you stop playing that game, things pick up a lot. How did you guys end up getting started?
So say again.
How did you guys end up getting started into this process? You guys went through Engbert held the gym.
I think there's two things. One is basically a very simple reason. We both want to earn money from it.
Yeah,
that's a very plain, straightforward thing. And we were realizing that the way we were doing it now was not going to happen. It was not going to happen to get the money for both of us from out of the gym. That's one of the reasons, simple as that. And the other one is also that by changing our direction, we were more able to see the value that we are offering. And this is a totally different value than any other gym in our area. And by offering that kind of value and that kind of experience for people, we also were able to make the decision, we need to ask money for that, because this is not just any kind of gym or any kind of service. It's just, it's different and it's special and it's unique and it's one of a kind for everybody who's joining us. So it's not just a group class that you're joining much more than that.
How did you guys get to become gym owners? Though, like, it's what was that like? Where all of a sudden you're like, yeah, gym ownership is the way for me.
Well, he knew the guy down the street was making $50. He's like, right. Oh, right, geez, right. He's got to be swimming in it.
I never thought about the money. Sometimes I'm a quite impulsive guy. So a friend of mine invited me. Let's go to CrossFit one time. Just a week before we should do a trial class, I did something with my knee. I got injured, so I put it a few months out, and I was off. And I was walking in the forest in June in 2012. I still remember, and I said to my wife that if this CrossFit thing is something I like, I'm gonna start for myself. What? Yeah. Sun is shiny, we're walking in the forest. I think that's a good idea. That's all.
Man of his word, I like that. I like that.
Made a business plan, got money from the bank, and found a place to open up and opened up.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. In like a year. April, the next year. April in 2013, I opened up. Yeah. So within a year. And I was already in sports like kickboxing, all type of MMA and all that sort of stuff. So I never did one class of CrossFit or something like that. So I went to the weekend course, and hey, then you're a coach, right? So
yeah.
Let's go.
That is funny. Do you know when I coached my first CrossFit class? It was the first day at my gym had opened. I had done coaching, but I'd never coached a group CrossFit class till the first day. And then I was like, oh, no, this is... I got a whole lot of there's a big learning curve here.
it is
That's funny. Well, it's but it is an accessible business to get into, so I suppose you get in and you just kind of start doing and you just start figuring things out. When did it get real?
In 2016, I did 3 years like 40 hours a week CrossFit and 40 hours a week a daytime job. Ooh. So it was quite a lot of work, and at that point we had paid off all our dues, and we had enough money for like 2 years only for my salary. So we thought, let's dive in. So 2016 I stopped with my daytime job and go all out for in my box at that moment.
What's that feel like? What's that feel like when you walk in on that day, like the first day you don't have to get up and go do the other thing? What's that feel like?
Well, I don't know. Well, it wasn't that big of a thing for me. My ex-wife at the time, wife, was very, very anxious for it. But for me, it was like, okay, this is the logical next step. That's the process. I never lost faith in that I could get a living out of it. I never lost faith in that we're not gonna get enough members or something like that. That's never came to my mind, actually. So
you had to get up earlier, though.
Yeah, that was a thing.
So you had two years of earnings in the bank.
Yeah.
So you felt like you were kind of, so you really had put it to where you could go all in and what most folks would say is like risk it all and just only be a gym owner. How did your business change? You always knew you were going to be successful, right? You don't even allow thoughts of like, oh, this won't work. Like that's not allowed in your mind, which is awesome. But how did your mindset shift once you were all in 100% mentally now, no longer sharing? Like I respect the idea of going 40 hours one job and 40 hours the other and doing that at the same time. Like I know what that's like.
Yeah. Joyful, right?
It's you're all over the place, man. Like your brain is everywhere. What was it like now that all of your mind was at the gym? How did the business start changing then?
It got more real because I could offer more classes. I could offer more. I could get more people in. So that was our first priority. I did never do really a lot of stuff with Facebook. With the we had a very socials were very shitty. My website was very shitty. It was like, so I started with a building up a new website. I didn't do it myself because socials and all that sort of stuff. I got two left hands, so not my cup of tea. But I let build a new site. We had a new system for logging in your
client management system.
Client management system, and I jumped in with a company so they could offer me the stuff for socials. That didn't work out that much.
Talk about that. I think that's fair. Talk about that a little bit, because I think a lot of gym owners turn
to that.
Well, I paid a lot of money and I got
zero results.
And I paid it was like that kind of money that I didn't have money for 2 years, but 1.5 year, maybe a year for myself, without earning something. So we paid a lot of money and were no results. And he told me, yeah, it's a process. You have to give it a couple of weeks and then it's a couple of months. After 6 months, no results, I thought, yo, this is done. Done and over with.
Yeah. That is a piece that we see a lot, though, is that like, and it's hard because like we're coaches and we're passionate about this. And then we get into the business and we start working on this stuff. And you can't master everything and you can't always if you're just not perfectly suited for that stuff, you can't do it yourself. So it's hard. You can like, oh, I want somebody to do this thing. Maybe it's not the right thing to do at all at that time. But the problem is you don't know how to do it or the order or the sequence. And so many people go website or social media. But really what you were chasing, you thought were more members, right? You wanted more members.
Yeah.
But also that isn't really what you wanted. What you wanted was more money. And that still is the thing. And what I like now is that it seems like you went from that, you kind of learned that lesson the hard way. Like I'm chasing complex things that I don't understand and it can turn into bad money so fast. And then it turned to when you guys start charging more and revamping your services and things like that. Now, all of a sudden you realize, oh, I make more money and I don't have to chase members so intensely. And every member you get now is worth so much more to you than it would have been had you got them then.
It's a shift because it's not about money anymore. And it's still about the money. Don't get me wrong. We need the money and we need it as everybody else needed.
Yeah.
But for us, it's not about the money now, because when somebody's got to come in and we have a conversation with it. And you had a guy last time from the army.
We also say sometimes we say no to people. When the match is not there, we say no.
Yeah.
And so for us, it's much more about finding the people that match with our vision, match with our way of that we do the things, and also
want
to learn and listen from us. That's and I actually told the guy that, and he was like, I told him, this is my requirement. If you're not willing to learn and listen from us, I'm sorry, but then you're not welcome. And he was like in shock. He said, you're going to say no? Yeah, I'm going to say no, because these are not the kind of people we want in. We want people in that are willing to almost like be humble and learn about themselves and learn about movement, learn from others, and yeah, like that. And then he was quite respectful for that. He was like oh, I can respect that. But then he also said after a few days, I'm not going to come and join. And I'm quite happy he didn't, because it simply doesn't work. So our focus now is much more on, what is the vision we have for the gym? What do we want to create with the gym? And what kind of people match with that?
And give the people their results. Results is getting bigger and bigger for us. Like lose some weight, or why do you want to lose some weight? What's under it? Not only weight loss, but I got a guy in coaching, personal coaching now, who stopped smoking. Yeah, all kind of not little problems, but problems we attack in a certain way that works. We give them results, and in the end, results are what people want. You're not going to a cheap-ass global gym and stay there for 50 years and never get any results.
Yeah,
and I also think what is different is that we are offering results for health, like he's saying, losing weight or quit smoking or whatever. But
physical health.
But because we also did an education 3 years ago more about personal development, we are also able to help people create results more in a mental way. Like I had this girl in a personal program, and she really wanted to become more self-confident, more self-assured, and be able to wear dresses and short trousers and stuff like that, or a bikini, you know, and go out and about and just be herself. And we use movement and coaching, getting results in these kind of questions that people have. And it's much more than just
movement
or group classes. It's much more than that.
It sounds like you also have a lot more than just group, right? Like group classes.
We have
I imagine you still run, but maybe talk about, because I already know, right? I know what you guys offer, but folks listening or watching don't know the types of things that you offer in your gym. And it is unique, because it's uniquely yours, right? You guys worked hard at making these offers, making these programs yours. So maybe talk a little bit about, I think a lot of folks may be stuck in that trap where they're trying to attract more members, plug them into the group classes, and it's just a simple, you know, easy gym math kind of way. And you all have really challenged that idea.
Well, we came to a point where we started to realize that by just offering group classes and having the desire to not have our gym bigger than 150 members, we will not eventually, with the prices we are having now, and not everybody's still paying the full price because the old members are still paying the old price, but still, we will never really get proper money out of it for the both of us and get money for investments for new materials or new education or whatever, you know? So that was the moment we started to realize, okay, if we really want to make our business financial sustainable, we have to offer something else as well. And we came onto this path of creating results with people. We took an education for that as well, performance coaching. And we learned a lot about how we can coach people for creating results. And it took us some time, but John and I discussed this 2 years ago as well, but it took us some time, but the solution appeared to be very simple. How can we offer our value in such a way that it integrates everything that we can? And for us, it was a big eye-opener that we get that to offer these 3 month programs for people, either individually or either in a group setting, where people just have a very clear way of working with them. It's 2 hours of physical training, 1 hour of mental coaching, And what we do is very simple, basically. We make it clear with them, where are you at now? Where do you want to go to? What is the gap that is there? And how? What are we going to do? What are you going to do to create that or to fulfill that gap? And it's not just about actions, but it's more about who do you have to be in order to do all the actions that are needed for you to get the result that you want. So these 3 months programs that we have started doing that since spring, and we've had 2 groups so far. We have had about 7 or 8 personal programs, and that's pretty cool to see what is happening there with results and with the people. Okay. Yeah.
Actually, the training is like the same, but the coaching is the golden nugget or something like that.
Yeah.
You see more change in the people who are undergoing coaching, even though the training is the same. They're more they're getting
committed
results. You got they're more.
They're working harder.
They're more straight to their goal.
When people are done with the program, people get the opportunity to stay with us, of course, because we have the group class system. So that comes in handy in a way, because we have this backup system where people can continue working out if they want to. And we have also decided that if people want to continue working out with us, they can still also get a bit of coaching, like not 1 hour a week, but maybe 1 hour a month. So we have created a special membership for people who are like, okay, I still want to continue with the physical exercise, but I also still want to continue with a bit of coaching that can help me to keep on track. So we offered a special membership for that.
Yeah.
And that's pretty, it works.
What I really like is John and I have talked about this in the past, but that what you guys are giving is people an opportunity to commit and to invest in themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference. And I always look at that group classes as the minimum commitment and minimum investment that my client can make in themselves.
Yeah.
You're going to come in and you're going to show up and you get told what to do, and you're going to be amongst other people, and you can get great results in group class if people are ready or if they're comfortable. Absolutely. But nobody could tell you that that's the fastest track to the best results with the lowest risk. Nobody can. Mm-hmm. And so when that's your sole offering, if that's the only thing we sell, it's like, well, shit, I'm really hamstringing not just my ability to make money, but I can't let them invest at the level they want to invest in themselves. If someone wants to really commit, I want 12 weeks and I want an intense thing and a real focus, and I want to talk to you about it, I want to use my words to verbalize it and say these things out loud, and then commit to it and have a plan and action, that stuff just, you can't fail.
Yeah.
Those clients is practically bulletproof. They would have to like literally talk to you and then train and then go home and just
forget everything,
binge eat and drink all month. I mean, we all got a few of those clients too, but like, but truthfully, what you're giving them is the best opportunity at success.
Yeah.
It's a way to really put them on the hook for it and let them choose the level of commitment they want to make to themselves. Otherwise, what we're doing by offering that group fitness only is like, here's the best you can do. And it's not even the best I could do for you if you don't present it to them in the way that you are. And it sounds to me like that's really changed the results you're getting. It's changed your business financially. And it's really made you guys confident in your product and confident when you talk to people. When you were worried about $50, because that's what he's charging.
Yeah.
So that's when you started. And now you're like, no, the results, the money, the things I do well, that's what you, here's your offer, off you go. And it just makes me really, really, really excited.
Yeah.
John had to jump off. He has I think he had a heart out here as well. Let me know when you guys have to leave. I'm going to jump to John, am I at about time for the last question?
No, you're good, Tyler. I wanted to, we all have regular life that's around us, so that's where I kind of popped out for a second there. The one thing that I felt like, Yvonne, you touched on this at the beginning, and you referenced, right, the guy that came in that was from the military.
Yeah.
And I think this was important distinction where you guys have put together these really custom programs and allowed people to invest in themselves. And I think you're having such incredible success because you all did a lot of work behind the scenes, what I oftentimes call like the boring or unsexy work, that it was like, this is who we want to be. This is who I want to attract. And it was only until you all got really confident of what you wanted to be that then you put together those programs and put together this program that then allowed, like, if the dude from the military that wasn't a good fit got plugged into this program, I don't know. Like, I don't know, like, how much it never would have worked. But you've really foolproofed your process by owning who you are, who you want to be, who your tribe is, and then provided that value. And then, man, when you mesh those two together, you just continue to crush, like, all the things that are around you. So,
and it's still hard work because those people don't come in just by themselves. You know, sometimes it happens. I mean, people find us. We have a proper website now, so people are more easily seduced to contact us by the website we have now than we had 2 years ago. Our story is much more clear. Our vision is much more clear. So yeah, this sure as hell helps, but it's not the magic trick. And also with the social media stuff, it's not the magic. That's not where the magic happens. You can post as much stuff as you want. This is never ever going to make people think, oh yeah, I should go there. Maybe that could be good for me. No, what you need to do is invest in talking to people, create conversations, yeah. And in those conversations, make people aware of where they are at now, what is not working in that, and what they would like to create, and what is missing. And what is missing is usually, what is not working in that is usually themselves. Because right. People themselves, I mean, everybody knows how to lose weight in general. It's not that difficult in general how to lose weight. But the fix that is not working in how to lose weight is you yourself. It's you that does not do what needs to be done, and it's not the person who needs to do who's capable of doing what he needs to do in order to lose weight. This is where what we make people aware of in our introduction conversations when we meet people for the first time, and then we can also make it very clear to people. But if this is not working, then maybe you need something else. Maybe you need coaching, because this can make the difference for you.
And some people are, what Tyler said, this is the lowest investment you can do in yourself. we always tell people, you got 168 hours in a week. 2 hours of training, you got 166 hours left. I don't think those 2 hours are getting the results you want if you're not doing other stuff in your 166 hours.
Right.
That's simple math.
Yeah.
But it works. So when we tell the coaching is for the 166 hours to survive and to get your results in the gym, and the folks in the gym is on their results, we get great results. We get the best results ever in 2 hours of working out. Because they're more focused, and yes, they're trained more than 2 hours on their own or in our group classes or that sort of stuff. But in this program or these programs, it's 2 hours of training, 1 hour of coaching, and the hour of coaching is providing you the shield for surviving the 166 hours that's left in a week.
Yeah, and it's living proof of something that I've heard as well. Of not only the value you guys are bringing, but the fact is that people that pay more attention.
100% true.
That's why we also ask people to pay the money up front.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Program, you pay up the whole amount of money, you pay it up front.
The whole shebang.
Yeah, the whole shebang, because it creates commitment. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want, if you're working with uncommitted people, you don't get results. And I think that'll maybe segue me kind of into the next question is like, what keeps you in the game?
We love what we do. We really love what we do.
If I work, especially the personal programs, the one-on-one programs, I seem to get all kinds of women somehow, some way. he gets the blokes. Yeah. I don't know apparently this is how it works. But if I ask the women to write their daily wins to me, every day I get a picture from what I write in a notebook. What are your daily wins? And after some time, it becomes the weekly wins or whatever, you know? But reading those wins and reading the successes that people are creating, and the girl who never ever dared to wear shorts because she was convinced she was too thick for it, too ugly for it. And now she's just doing it every single time she's working out in our gym, and she's totally confident with it. Her relationship with her husband has become so much better. Her relationship with her family has become so much better. Her quality of life has definitely improved. these kind of results that people create themselves, yeah, and reading about that, hearing about that, yeah, that makes it all worth, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And that's what's the core, right? That's your foundation.
Yeah.
So through this whole thing, it is all these other intangible pieces that are making people invest more, and you're able to make a little bit more, you're able to make more money, and you're able to provide more value. All those things are really important, but like your core of why you guys do what you do is because you just love it.
Yeah. Simple as that. It's the best thing in the world to see people doing the things they never expected them to happen, or never expected that they would be able to do it. And then in the end, they do it. And that's the best
thing.
They're so proud of themselves.
Yeah.
This strategy change that you guys have gone through, as far as how you package and present and the programs that you guys offer, what is, I think I want to reiterate that, is that you've done such a good job now, because the reason, what keeps you in the game and what got you into this, is you're now able to do that better. Like, you're now literally, because of these programs and allowing them to invest more in themselves and the way you've got things packaged, you're able to deliver results to people at a higher rate. You will have a higher success rate with those people, and they will get better results, and they get them faster, and they're really aligned with it. They're not spending all this time adrift. And I think that having done that, and also doing it in a way where you know that it rewards you financially for doing it. This is every system that I try to make changes to in a business. I don't do anything linear. Like, here's one, it gets you this more. Like, it never can do that. And what you've done is created this feedback loop of success. And anytime we drive success thing forward in our gym or a business, it needs to either drive some of those warm, fuzzy, positive feelings, or it needs to also give me results. It can't just extract more money from people. You didn't just raise prices. You repackaged your offers, and you're charging more. You're offering just opportunities to invest more. And now I really, really love hearing these stories, because the results speak for themselves. Is you win now. Because you're getting, the money was never your reason, but now it's there. And you're getting the thing that you wanted to do in abundance now. And it's really, really, really makes me happy hearing stories like that. Especially, guys, I haven't seen you guys in a couple of years either. So so having heard the story of the gym and its humble beginnings years ago, and now seeing you guys sit here very confidently in like next level package offerings and like really a next level service, and not a bat of the eye is it like, nah, you can't come here if you don't want to do this. Like that's a big difference from what a lot of people get into when they open a gym, which is, I need every person that walks into the door to sign up right now. And the best I can get from them is a monthly rate, which, you know what I mean? We're not even letting them prepay for anything. So it's like the best effort you do on selling your gym, I might get like $150 today. And then you're like, just hope that they stay for a year. That's a tough game to play. And I'm really glad to see you guys transcend that game. And now you're just doing your thing your way. And the sky becomes the limit once you start doing business on those terms.
Yeah. And also what is for us was a surprise, not maybe unexpected, but still a surprise, is that by being very clear about our vision and what we want to create with people, we also made it very clear for ourselves what people match with that and what people don't match with that. And truth be told, when we decided to change our direction, our course, a lot of people left. So at that time we were really like, okay, this is going to be interesting, you know. But the people that stayed and the people that are coming in now and came after our big change of direction, you know, those people are committed. Those people understand our vision. They're not worried about who is the fastest, who is the strongest, who is the, you know, all this kind of stuff. But people are, the best thing I heard from one of our members was, I'm not here to compete with anybody. I'm only here to compete with myself. I have to win for myself. Every single time I come here, I'm here for me. And I'm here to do what I need to do in order to become better. And that for me was like, you get the point. You get what we want. We don't want people to compare themselves with anybody who's there. We want people to be there and do what they need to do in order to become better themselves. And by being very clear about that, we have a really great group of people now. And it's sometimes I talk to one of those marketing specialists, and they're talking about how we can offer all kinds of leads for you, and we can give you the leads, and you can follow them up, and all that kind of stuff. What is your target group? What is the main group that you have in your gym age-wise? We don't have that. Honestly, we don't have that. Our youngest is 5, our oldest is 75, and everything in between is there. And it's not mainly 40 years old or mainly this age. We really have everything in between. And it's so cool because they're all working out together. And not the kids and the teenagers, but still the age from 16 to 75, they're all working out together and everybody's doing their thing on their own level. And people are having fun while they're doing it. And I think that's the best thing. Yeah.
You guys really early on, you started at 50, right? 50 euros a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were very much, I'm sure, stuck in the same kind of rat race that a lot of folks find themselves in, which is you're really just making yourselves very comparable to the other gym down the street.
Yeah.
Well, even though 50 euros is not a lot of money, I was still at that time. And if I was asking now a 50 euros, I would still be the most expensive gym in this town.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So about that, but even then, but so, and I guess that's a good point of where, like, even talking about price, but early on, I think a lot of folks are also just sitting in a spot of, well, we kind of just offer the same thing that kind of they offer over there. And then it sounds like as you guys really got confident of what you wanted to do, it stopped being comparable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People can't walk into your gym and say, oh, well, you're just like them over there.
No,
that would be impossible.
And every time we talk to people, people understand that. And some people don't want to go with that because it's either too expensive for them or they don't want to make that kind of investment for their body. And that's totally fine and totally cool as well. Because then it's not a match. And the people who are willing to invest in them, in their health and to create a body that is strong also when you're still 70 years old, those are the kind of people that match with our idea. And that works.
Yeah. It works for us.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love that. All right, John. All right,
hit him, Tyler.
All right, guys, we're on the final question. It's the lightning round. We got one question left. I would like to ask if you could give one piece of advice to somebody who's thinking about following in your footsteps or thinking about starting a gym or just headed down this path a little bit of coaching into gym ownership. If you give one piece of advice, what would it be?
Oh, the question, right?
And we prepared that one, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
We said there's a few things. One is like the one we started with, stand for your value. And don't, I mean, I was talking to a guy who lives in a town which is like an hour away from here. He's also thinking about introducing these kind of programs into his own gym. And yesterday he sent me this overview, like when I'm going to offer it for the first time, I'm going to ask the group people for 3 months 450 euros. And we asked almost three times as much. And I'm like, okay, 450 euros. How does that work back in on an hour base? How much do you get paid by the hour then for everybody who's there? And he worked it out and he came back to me. It's like 10 euros an hour or so. And I'm like, then
I'm going to starve.
is this what you think your value is 10 euros an hour? And he was like, fuck. I mean, and also that's a story Julian once told me, and that stayed in my head very clear. If you have a gym and there's a gym like 2 kilometers away from that gym, and it's in exactly the same gym, they do everything in exactly the same way, principles, methods, workouts, coaching, everything in the same way. And the one gym is asking 50 euros and the other one is asking, say, 150 euros. Everybody will think the one from 150 euros offers better quality.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone will think that. That for me was also a huge eye opener, because if something is more expensive, people feel that it has more quality. And I mean, I know we have that kind of quality as well, but people will feel that as well. So
you can deliver higher quality when you're getting paid more. Yeah. If you're not like, if money's tight at home and you're like, man, they're going to shut off the heat.
Yeah,
like you're not gonna be engaged coaching to people. Exactly. If a coach comes in and he's like doing really, really just feels financially taken care of and is enthusiastic and like money is great doing the thing that you love, you can do an awesome job coaching when your head's in that space.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the question we got asked by you is
advice
of create your in your head. Create the gym in your head, what you want, and not in a month, not in 2 months, but in 5 years, 6 years. What's your ideal gym? What does it look like?
What do the people tell one another? What is the atmosphere like? How does it look like material-wise or space-wise? That kind of stuff. What is happening in that gym? For us, it was a big. That was one of the first things we did, and it helped us a lot. In we did it separately, one from one another, because we thought, okay, if we're going to do it together, it's going to be like a bit of a
compromise. You know? Yeah.
Okay, you're right. Yeah.
And I also was really curious what he was going to write down. So that also helped us a lot. But just writing down, okay, what if you enter the gym, if you go over the doorstep, what do you see? What is happening? What are the people talking about?
What's the smell?
What's the smell? All these kind of things that helped us a lot by writing down our sort of perfect, ideal, most beautiful gym ever. And truth be told, we are getting there. Slowly but gradually, we are getting there. And because creating that very clear vision also makes it very clear for you what you need to do in order to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like exactly what you do with your clients.
Yeah. True.
Right.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah.
You always had the compass. You always have your blueprint, your roadmap, your compass, whatever, that when things start getting a little crazy and you may get pulled over here, you can always come back to be like, this is what we wanted.
But it's also funny how the universe works with that, because like we have this where we have our gym, and in our gym we have this attic, and we are not using the attic for anything at the moment, but we need a proper group coaching space now, because we are doing the groups now, and we have 1 hour a week with the group where we do coaching. So okay, let's make this attic into a proper group coaching space. So we tell this to people, and then the next week we get offered all kinds of furniture for free, which is perfect for the group coaching space.
Perfect.
It's decorated.
I love it.
This is also how it works, you know. If you are clear about what you want and you tell people about what you want, people will support you and things will just happen somehow, some way. Yeah.
I love it. Well, guys, how can people find you? How can people find the gym?
Point some of these gym owners to you guys. StarkHardenberg.nl, and you can send email to Yvonne or info@StarkHardenberg.nl.
All right. I like it. Guys, thanks a lot. It was a really tremendous conversation. I've really, really enjoyed seeing your guys' trajectory since the time that we first met, and going from truly passionate coaches, like really, really the thing that we met on was trying to become better coaches and connect to people better and do things differently and better than anyone else, to take that and then make sure that it makes you money for being better. And being different is the thing that warms, gets John and I fired up about this stuff and this project. Yeah. So I really appreciate you guys sharing your story. It's been really, really a joy seeing you guys. And I'm really stoked for what the future holds.
And us.
Yeah, me too. We already know, but
thank you for the opportunity for sharing our story. Thank you.
Absolutely. Everybody else, you can go to hackyourgym.com. You can follow me at Tyler F. and Stone on Instagram. You can follow the podcast at the Gym Owners Podcast. John, you want to brief them on the group?
Yeah. If you are, if you're watching this, you're already in the Facebook group. But if you're hearing this, you need to get into the Facebook group. Go on Facebook, go to hackyourgym.com, go into our Linktree account.
It'll be in the descriptions. All roads lead to the Facebook group. So that's where we'll have Engbert and Yvonne. They're all going to be there. And so everybody can kind of, they can throw questions your way. They can talk about this process. We want to make sure we build a real community here of people trying to do this thing the real right way. And that's got us wrapped up. Thank you for sharing. And we'll see you guys soon. Thanks, everybody. Yeah.